From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, February 19th at 8:54. We have Brian Stark on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. March corn futures are unchanged at 5:02. July corn futures are up a half cent at 5:19. New crop December 25 futures up a half cent at 4:78. March soybeans up a penny and a quarter at 10:39 and three quarters. July soybeans unchanged at 10:71 and a half. And new crop November 25 bean futures down a penny and three quarters at 10:56 and a quarter. Finally, looking at the wheat market, March wheat futures are down 6¾ cents at 5.98, and new crop July 25 wheat futures down 5¾ at 6.24 and a quarter. This past week saw the corn market rally back above the $5 futures market for the first time in quite a while on the March corn futures. That has provided producers in East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana the opportunity in some spots to sell $5 cash, which is a magical target that the farmers have been focused on. So movement has increased over the past week. The board continues to remain firm. And as producers start to finish up their sales prior to swing, our expectation is basis will continue to firm as we've started to see nearby cash bids start to firm as well as the board. Looking at soybeans, cash basis has remained weak given some of the poor crush margins we're seeing across the January-February timeframe to start the new year. Bean market, obviously, those sales have been slower. We expect basis to firm as we get closer to the April-May timeframe when the end user is not as covered and the farmer goes to the field to plant. This has been Brian Stark with your morning market update.
Thanks so much, Brian. Have a wonderful rest of your day.